Hi, my name is Yvonne Bruno. I'm calling from Rutland, Vermont. My husband and I run a small market farm in addition to our day jobs, which respectively for me is a library worker, and Ed is he works in IT. My family is African American and Caribbean American, and I've lived in Vermont since the fall of 2007. So I have some things to add that I think could make people who come to the state feel more welcome. The first thing at the top of my list is I really wish white Vermonters would stop pretending there's no racism in Vermont. For a white person to say, I haven't experienced racism, is a really, really privileged statement. And if you don't, and by privileged, I mean it's comes from a place where you don't have to think about something like racism. If you don't know any people of color, you need to ask yourself why you don't know any people of color and find out how racism is affecting our entire country. I really don't know how you could turn on the news and not see how it's affecting the whole country. The other thing I would like to ask our government and our people, and white Vermonters in particular, is to stop pretending that white is synonymous with normal. There are hundreds of cultures in this world. There are hundreds of cultures in our country, and certainly more cultures would be evident in our state if people felt like they could be themselves. And I don't think everybody here feels like they can be themselves because they show themselves to be a little bit different, maybe, and they take pride in a culture that is not white New England culture, and people don't always respond very well here. Also, as somebody who worked part-time as a substitute teacher, I would like us to instill a sense of curiosity in our youth here. I knew kids who were curious about the world, but often their parents came to Vermont from someplace else, or they came here from someplace else. And I would like to see curiosity as one of the things that makes Vermont great, because, you know, frankly, it's nice to have to be proud of your culture, but, you know, culture changes. This is a normal thing, and, you know, we should all be concerned about our culture changing and developing into something that it could be, that could be amazing. Also, when you meet people of color, could you please stop assuming that they're not from here? There are friends of mine who are people of color who have grown up in Vermont. There have been people of color in Vermont for easily more than 100 years. We have a history, too, and the Abenaki people have a history, too. That's part of Vermont, and it gets glossed over time and time again, and people pretend that other people who are non-white and non-European don't have a history here. We do, and we want more notice of it. Also, you know, I know people keep saying that we're some variant of we're in this together, but, you know, it's easier to do things with people who are friends. And I think that, you know, showing support for each other in a time when things are tough is becoming very valuable. And it's hard for people who need help to reach out because there are people here who are scared to reach out. So, again, my name is Yvonne Bruno. I'm calling from Rutland, Vermont. Thanks for asking the question, Teo, and I hope to hear this show. Take care, all. Bye-bye.